You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
San Quentin Radio, bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
We train inmates to report stories from inside the prison, and a few weeks back, we sat down for a session. The conversation often turns to current events, and the men had a lot of thoughts to share. So we asked reporter Greg Eskridge to invite some guys into the studio to record their ideas about what would help keep kids safe in schools.
My name is Richard Richardson, and I'm incarcerated for a home invasion robbery. So me and my wife was having this conversation today about the high schools in Modesto and how the majority of them don't have a gate around them. Anybody can just walk onto the campus. Of course, we don't want to turn our schools into prisons. However, I'm concerned about my son's well-being, which I'm sure a lot of parents that send their kids to school, I'm pretty sure they're concerned about their children as well.
My name's Dwight Crisman, and I'm serving a 15-year-to-life sentence for conviction of second-degree murder. And I see these school shootings, I see the violence out there that we, as a society, are perpetrating on each other. And I can't help but thinking that, you know, there's some truth to when the gun lobby, the NRA, says, well, guns don't kill people, people kill people with guns. And that's true.
I'm Eric Abercrombie. I'm incarcerated, serving a 10-year sentence for attempted murder in the second degree. So I have taken a gun to school. The first time I did it was when I was 13, seventh grade. The first gun that I had, it never left my side. Like, the feeling that I had having that gun, I just felt like Superman. Like, I couldn't be touched. At the time, I felt like the people with guns and the shooters was the ones that everybody respected, you know what I mean? It really was fear, but, you know, we mistook that as respect, you know what I mean? And that's what I wanted. I knew I could have my way by having a gun.
My name is Fatine Jackson, and I'm in prison for an attempted robbery that resulted into a great bodily injury. I was sentenced to 36 years. I think it goes beyond guns. So I feel that in school, it needs to be more inclusivity when it comes to people that are looked at as different or odd or weird. You know, it needs to be more communication with them individuals. Speak to them. Be nice to them. Let them know that, you know, you regard them. You respect them. A hello can go a long way.
My name is Oscar Arana. My first experience with bullying started when I was in the third grade. I was out on the playground, and two fifth graders grabbed me and threw me on the ground. At that moment, I just felt very powerless. I remember that the next day, my mother went to the school and she complained. She later told me that when she was in the office with the teachers, that they just dismissed what she had said and said that they were just kids and that they were just playing. And nothing was done. If anything, I feel like I was the one that was being punished for that, because later on I was made fun of by my classmates for being a tattletale.
My name is Rahsaan Thomas. I'm convicted of second-degree murder and attempted voluntary manslaughter, as well as 35 years additional for gun use enhancements. Keeping our kids safe is kind of like a Brothers Keepers program to me. We have to learn how to spot trauma and learn how to help people through their trauma. So I personally think that restorative justice should be a classroom thing. It should start at first grade, and every grade should have a restorative justice class where you actually have to participate or encouraged to participate in every day.